Hello and welcome. It's our number one, of the Ben Maller radio program as we bloviate the podcast away. And this hour dedicated to an old radio friend of mine, Terry Bradshaw. I did radio with Terry back in the day. And he has put Aaron Rodgers in a body bag, calling him weak, saying the Packers should just let Aaron Rodgers cry. This is Bradshaw's rebuttal to Rodgers being unhappy and leaking the story last week about wanting to be traded from Green Bay. We react to that and more. It's coming your way right now. Here it is, our number one. How do you really feel? Welcome in the beginning of the Ben Maller Show, another edition. We are in the air everywhere as we sermonize coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from deep inside the Magic Radio Box, the Fox Sports Radio Studios. Good to have you along for the journey on the red-eye flight all night long. And our lead this hour comes from a place we have been over the last several days with a little bit of a twist on it. Quarterback on quarterback crime. We take you to the mouth of a Hall of Famer attacking a future Hall of Famer. And we get the benefit of that on Sports Talk Radio. We are talking about Terry Bradshaw, star commentator, NFL on Fox for years and years and years. Terry Bradshaw has been embedded on the Fox pregame, postgame coverage there for the NFL. Well, Bradshaw made the rounds. I'm not sure what he was promoting. I'm assuming he was promoting something because he popped up on a number of sports radio shows doing interviews. Well, he unloaded on Aaron Rodgers. And if you didn't hear it, perhaps you missed it, I'll give you some of the highlights here. So Terry Bradshaw, he was all over the map. He expressed a disgust with the way Aaron Rodgers is handling his relationship with the Packers. I can go on and on, but let's play a little taste of it. Here is Terry Bradshaw in his own words. He popped up on WFAN in New York. He was on The Score in Chicago. Here's a little taste of Terry Bradshaw making the rounds.
With him being that upset shows me just how weak he is. Who the hell cares who you draft? I mean, he's a three-time MVP in the league, and he's worried about this guy they drafted last year at number one. And for him to be upset, my God, I don't understand that. Pittsburgh drafted Mark Malone, number one, Cliff Stout in the third or fourth round. I had him coming at me from all angles. I embraced it because when we went to practice, I wasn't worried about those guys. You know, it didn't scare me a bit. So I don't understand why he's so upset at Green Bay.
Yeah, all right. So that was a meaty part of what Bradshaw said. He also went on to admit that there might be more to the story than meets the eye. And then when he popped up on a separate radio interview in the Windy City, Terry Bradshaw said that he thinks that Aaron Rodgers is dumber than a box of rocks. Just a bomb tossed out by Terry Bradshaw. So let us discuss the question, thumbs up or thumbs down on Terry Bradshaw's extreme attack, criticism directed at Aaron Rodgers. So I am going to go thumbs up. All right. Now, full disclosure, I'm a little biased here. Years ago when Terry did a radio show in L.A., I became decent acquaintances for a brief time with Terry Bradshaw. So I do appreciate the gift of gab that Terry has. But my thoughts on this, you've got footwear, Clark Gable, and double-edged sword. And we will tie all of these things together into a nice, neat little package. Now, Aaron Rodgers is certainly not a victim in all this. I know people, it's not fair that Terry Bradshaw would do this. You know, he's just grumpy and angry. He's the old guy. But Aaron Rodgers, and we're going to talk about him a lot, so if you've already got your fill of Aaron Rodgers commentary on the radio, well, bad news. Bad news. We don't make up the news. We just talk about it. So Aaron Rodgers delusional about his situation. That's pretty much what Terry Bradshaw was saying. He used some flowery language to get there, but Rodgers' hubris is uncalled for. And Bradshaw did a solid job of counterpunching Aaron Rodgers and his situation, and that's why Bradshaw's been on TV for a long time, gets paid a lot of money to do that kind of thing. And as they say in the footwear business, if the shoe fits, wear it. Talking, of course, about Aaron Rodgers being the guy who looks terrible in the situation in Green Bay. That is the drama queen in this particular story. I don't think anyone would disagree with that. Now, part B of this, Terry Bradshaw, who is so far removed, so far away from the playing field, that, and he's made so much money doing television, he can put his neck out there. Like, this is the exception to the rule. Terry doesn't have the typical guardrails that other ex-jocks have. We use the phrase jockocracy quite a bit on this show, and it refers to ex-players who get jobs that they're not qualified for in broadcasting. But one of the problems with that is that when you become a broadcaster as a former player, most commentators are very cautious. They're extra cautious, and they're soft smoking because they don't want to step on any toes. And so what happens is you get a bunch of blah commentary where people speak in these glittering generalities, and you don't get any meat on the bone. Well, not Terry Bradshaw. He last played for the Steelers in one game during the 1983 NFL season. So 38 years removed from the halcyon days in Pittsburgh, and he's got the cachet. So it's not only does Bradshaw have the resume of being a broadcaster, but as a player, four-time Super Bowl winner, Hall of Famer, and all that, but he is lacking your typical water filtration system for his commentary, which we love. We absolutely love that. You're getting unfettered opinion. And Terry Bradshaw is not being held and chained because he needs to get an interview. He's not being held hostage because, oh my God, I might have to interview. If you're Terry Bradshaw, you're thinking, I might have to interview Aaron Rodgers next year. Bradshaw didn't care. He might have to interview Aaron Rodgers. It'll just make for better television. And so in this little play, Terry Bradshaw is cast in the role of Clark Gable in Gone with the Wind, one of the iconic old Hollywood movies, Gone with the Wind, and that famous closing scene. Clark Gable's character, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. That's essentially what Bradshaw is saying. Now, he's not worried about the collateral damage here, and there was some blowback, some pushback from some in the fraternity of football who were annoyed that Bradshaw would be as strong as he was, and Bradshaw's losing his mind, and oh my God, and all this stuff, because you don't like what he had to say. And we do know that Aaron Rodgers is the kind of human being that will hold a grudge. He's not going to let bygones be bygones. That's not how he's wired. And so you have to appreciate the maverick approach to all this. Now, the last word, at least for a little bit, on Aaron Rodgers. The Aaron Rodgers story continues to be on the front burner, and it's not dying down anytime soon anyway. In fact, it's not just Terry Bradshaw. We had Aaron Rodgers' BFF, Davante Adams, his teammate there, who took a page out of the quarterback's passive-aggressive handbook. It's page 13 of the passive-aggressive handbook. Adams sending out a cryptic post on social media that certainly appeared to run neck and neck with the drama of the day involving Aaron Rodgers. What did Davante Adams post? I'll tell you. The wide receiver said, quote, got to appreciate what you got while you got it. Exclamation point. Now, that might be just some regular positive thinking mumbo jumbo, or it was a shot across the bow, right? So if you parse the words of Davante Adams, that's what we're about to do here, is that really a low blow below the waist there at the Packer front office? It certainly sounded that way, right? And what does he know that we don't know about Aaron Rodgers and his situation going forward? And does that cryptic, vague comment Does that comment by Devontae Adams mean that he's also underappreciated and he needs out? Nobody appreciates my hard work. Now, my response to Adams, and also to Aaron Rodgers, but Devontae Adams is the one that sent this out, it is a double-edged sword, right? Meaning that appreciation cuts both ways. Aaron Rodgers does not, at this moment in time, seem appreciative of the situation he's got in Green Bay, and no one is indispensable. We've said this for a while now, and it's going to be the case forever. No one is indispensable. Everyone is replaceable. And the Packers, believe it or not, had quarterbacks and receivers prior to Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. And spoiler alert, when they're gone, and both of them will be gone, whether it's now or down the line, other players will play quarterback and play receiver and wear the Green Bay Packer uniform. Just a cog in the wheel. Now, granted, some cogs are more important than other cogs, but you're still just a cog in the wheel. That's how it works. So that's the latest on the Aaron Rodgers soap opera as the plot thickens. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to join us, we'll take your phone calls here. We will open up the phone lines at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369 if you would like to be part of the radio show. Also on Twitter, you can send messages. We use that live during the show to get real-time feedback from people who don't want to stay on hold, that hide behind their smartphone, that hide behind social media. And you can be one of those people at Ben Maller. Follow me on there. Your odds of getting your tweet read are increased if you follow me. At Ben Maller, you can follow the show on Instagram, Ben Maller on Fox, and the Facebook page, which is Ben Maller Show. Ben Maller Show. All right, a very cheesy opportunity. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
We're still around getting down, so we wanted to encourage everybody in the Maller Militia to be sure to, whatever they do, make sure it's smooth, in the groove, and the creator approves. This is Mr. Smooth.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We believe in the power of the people in the Maller Militia. Get the most out of the Ben Maller Show listening experience by adding your touch. Take a few seconds to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox. Hall of Fame Bills running back. He killed his ex-wife and a friend.
Thurman Thomas.
More great answers like that coming up in hour three of the program on Maller's Mountain of Money. Some call it Garcia's Pile of Pesos. And now live. Now,
nobody calls it that.
And now
you're
live
making that up.
No
Fox one calls
Sports
it that.
Radio
liar,
studios.
Liar, pants on fire.
It's Ben Maller.
Just blatantly make things up.
Oh, well, you'd know a thing or two about that, wouldn't you?
I don't make anything up.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Benny the Bopper.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maller, play the audio.
Maller prop
play the
guy.
Audio.
Maller prop
play the,
guy did
play the audio,
Ben
Roberto.
Maller show investigation and found out that you paid this man.
No, I didn't pay
to
anybody.
Do this announcement.
I will sue you for $100,000 if you continue to say that. I did not pay a single cent for that audio. Would you like to retract that statement right now?
Would
you like to
retract
that statement right now?
Absolutely not.
All right, I'm going to sue your ass for $100,000 for lying and slandering my good name.
And when we go to court, the truth will have to come out because you will be under oath.
The truth will come out. I can't wait for the discovery.
Yeah.
You're making things up.
Oh, yeah, I can't either.
And that Maller prop guy's a fraud. The guy's a fraud. I wouldn't be surprised if that's actually the Gagon account, one of the other accounts there. Okay, do you understand? You accused me of paying for someone to say that. I didn't pay anybody. I didn't even know what was going on. That came to me. I had the gift was given to me. Play it, Roberto. Benny the Bopper right here. Dodger Stadium leading off, playing shortstop.
And now, leading off the Dodger half of the first inning, Benny the Bopper. Moneyball Maller, the nattering nabob of negativity, the shortstop, number one in your hearts and minds, and in the air everywhere, Ben Maller.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. And how dare you You're so jealous, Eddie. You're so envious of my success here.
Of that nonsense.
That is a tremendous accomplishment. You know, some people would say in radio, having big ratings and having million-dollar contracts, and when you sell a house, it ends up in the real estate section. I have none of those things. But I am known as Benny the Bopper, and you heard it, Dodger Stadium public address announcer right there. And you, of all people, Eddie, I mean, just stop with this envy. It's unbecoming of you, Eddie. Come on.
Oh, there's no envy. It's
there's a lot of envy.
Pity.
I'm sensing
that
jealousy.
You would have somebody record
bitterness.
This for you. That is,
I didn't
pathetic.
Have anybody record it at all. Uh-huh. No, you're making that up. And again, you have the opportunity now to retract the statement.
Absolutely not.
All right. Then I will continue to contact possible lawyers. Where's Where's my guy in Santa Monica? My lawyer in Santa Monica. Is he listening? We need him to call in. My legal counsel. Because you're getting on my nerves here, Eddie, because you're making things up that are not true.
If anyone wants to see what I'm talking about, go to Twitter.
Yeah.
Maller
yeah.
Prop Guy. The
yeah.
evidence
Maller
is all
Prop
there.
Guy. Because somebody posted something with B as an initial. And he, that's pretty big leap of faith there, Eddie. That's a pretty big, the cosign
the
on that,
evidence
that's a
is
pretty big leap
is pretty
of faith.
Pretty damning, Ben.
It's not damning.
I would be very
How many people
have
the first letter B in their name? My God. All right. Big Rig Rob writes in. He says, when you do an A-plus monologue like that one, this is Big Rig Rob from the Highways and Byways of the Evergreen State. He says, when you do an A-plus monologue like that one, he just opened up with it. It sets the tone for an amazing show. Aaron Rodgers is a whiner, and Green Bay should keep messing with his emotions. The shaman of Schadenfreude blesses us again. Great job by you. He says, DJ Don John says, A-plus monologue. Calvin in Davenport, though, he's the other side of the aisle. He does not agree with the monologue. He says, a very mediocre Maller monologue. Terry Bradshaw's overrated, and it's no secret that Green Bay will be horrible without Aaron Rodgers. People may be replaced, but star power equals more fans and revenue, blah, blah, blah. Well, Calvin, you're a typical toe-sucking fan is what you sound like to me, Calvin. Hero worship 101. Bow down and lick the toes of Aaron Rodgers. I'm not in that camp. You can be that guy. I'm not going to be that guy. Aaron Rodgers, good player. But somebody else will play quarterback. And who's to say Jordan Love doesn't succeed and have success with the Green Bay Packers and do wonderfully? All he's got to do is win one Super Bowl, and then he's matched Aaron Rodgers, right? As far as if you look at the championship scoreboard, which so many of you, I'm reminded of daily, think that that's the end-all, be-all. Well, if that's the case, then all Jordan Love has to do is win one Super Bowl while he's quarterback. He's matched Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre, by the way. And Brett Favre. Late night drug tester from Parts Unknown writes in and says, I believe people in the Green Bay area are not worried about the departure of Aaron Rodgers, but the arrival of the Ben Maller Show crew to a minor league baseball game and a meet and greet at Ben's brother's house. Well, that would be the closest affiliate right there in Green Bay, the WNFL, the home of the Ben Maller Show in Green Bay. My brother lives just across the way there in Appleton, so my younger brother. Minnesota Mitch writes in. He says, hey, Ben, I bought my first house last week. Can I get a shout-out? No. No, Minnesota Mitch. We will not give you a shout-out. We will not say congratulations that you bought a house. Because if we're not a Morning Zoo show, and if we were to give you a shout-out, we would have to give everyone shout-outs, and that's not how we're wired here. And, you know, I'm certainly not going to congratulate you and your wife who are expecting the second child there for the family. I'm not going to congratulate you on that at all. Because everyone else will be like, what about me? What about me? Yeah. Let's see here. Chris in Houston says, you brought up people being replaceable, and you're wrong. Moms are not replaceable at all. My dad told me long ago you can have multiple dads, but only one mother. By the way, happy Mother's Day to all the great moms out there. That's a premature celebration there by Chris in Houston. But moms are great. Moms are wonderful. But I'm sure there's plenty of people that have like stepmoms that are pretty cool and things like that. So you know, to each their own. So, you know. Let's see here. Alex writes and says, Aaron Rodgers is the most overrated player in NFL history. He's good, but he's such a diva narcissist. He spins the media into inflating everything he does. So says Alex. Robin Vegas writes and says, solid monologue, Benjamin. I love me some Terry Bradshaw. He is the Charles Barkley of the NFL when he tells the sock condom story from a nude scene he had to do in a movie. Will make you roll around laughing out loud. He's got a couple of beautiful daughters as well, according to Rob in Vegas, which is only slightly creepy. All right, let's go to the phones. And who do we have batting leadoff? Let's go to the great state of New Mexico, and we will say hello to Michael, who's in the leadoff spot. Hello, Michael.
Hey. Hello?
You want to get on the air, Michael?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Let me see if I can make that happen. Hold on a sec. We'll figure this out right here. All right. Roberto, can we see if we can get this guy on the air? This guy, Michael, in New Mexico, wants to get on the air. Can we get him on
the
air?
Yeah, let me see. Let me push his button here.
Hold on a sec. You think he's going to be a good caller, though?
I don't know. He might be terrible.
Let me see what's going on
here. We go. Okay, he should be on.
All right, here we go. We'll take it from the top, yeah?
Yeah. Three, two, one.
Three. All right, let's go to the phones here, and Michael in New Jersey is up next. Hello, Michael.
New Mexico, Ben. Come on.
Oh, hold on a second.
New Mexico.
Wait, stop. Hold on. Hold on. I'm sorry about that. That's a bad job. It was written wrong on my screen there. I'm sorry about that. Hold on a sec here. Coop, are we good on that, Coop?
Yeah, we can just pick it up from it. We can edit that up. Out.
Okay. All right.
Just pick it up from the top of the call.
So not New Jersey. Okay. All right. Here we go. Three. Let's go to Michael now, who's in New York City, and Michael is next on the Ben Maller Show. Hello, Michael. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Hold on a second. Hey, Michael. We have these consultants, and they don't like when people ask how we're doing because it's a time killer. So can you not ask how
we're doing?
All right. Yeah. Nobody really cares how we're doing. They just want to be entertained. They don't really care at all. We're just a voice in the magic radio box. So here we go. All right. We're good on that? Yes? All right. Here we go.
Just jump right into it.
Michael, I don't know where Michael's calling from, but Michael is next here on the Ben Maller Show. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Ben. I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers. You guys are giving these guys so much airtime, calling them divas and everything, but it's not really a surprise, is it? I mean, think about it. We give these guys millions of dollars right out of college, right? You know, I'm almost done with college, and I can't imagine having millions of dollars, you know? So is it really any surprise that they act this way?
You know what, Michael? I'll tell you something. Pretty solid take right there. That's a good take. What you just did is a good take, Michael. That's a solid take. All right. Where do you go to college, by the way, Michael? Where are you going to school?
New Mexico State University.
Oh, look at that. How about that?
So the epicenter of college football.
Yes, when you think, you know, it's either Tuscaloosa or the New Mexico football program. Well, listen, you're a good sport, Michael. And I'm going to give you a golden ticket. I don't know that you know what that means. Probably not, but yeah.
I've heard about it, but I don't know what it means.
Yeah, it means next time you call up, we're going to get you on right away because you're an Aggie.
Oh, cool.
And as a New Mexico State Aggie, we'll get you on right away. And thank you, Michael. All right, be good. And we'll teach you about radio and how it works when you hear that little... When you hear that sound, like that, that means you're on the air. It's a dead giveaway. Dead giveaway. Yeah. Just want to point that out. The burner account writes in, says, I'm going to go thumbs down on the monologue. I'm a Benny Brightside on this one. I agree with Aaron Rodgers. If I give you my prime years, at least meet me halfway with the tools to win a Super Bowl. You can't wear that Superman cape every game, Ben. Who wants Jags? It seems like Aaron Rodgers has certainly played well enough, and the Packers have been good enough to get to the NFC Championship game. It's always someone else's fault, though. How about some accountability by Aaron Rodgers? I play a little bit better in some of these NFC Championship games. How about that? I want to point that out. Is that too much to ask? I don't think it is.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Now, Ben likes to lie about his age. He wants to tell you he's young and hip when he actually is not.
No, I'm Gen Z now, actually. Gen Z. I screwed that up.
But he loves old baseball and old sports names just as much as my old ass does. So it was sad to see that Chili Davis has been fired as the hitting coach of your New York Metropolitans. And the Mets are not hitting well this year, especially their newcomer, Francisco Lindor, who Coop talked about yesterday. I believe it was what is that little thing you guys do?
Mallet
of the third degree, yeah.
That little thing. It's a very important piece of talk radio real estate right now.
Yeah, he was talking about how Francisco Lindor, who they paid $341 million to, has been absolutely awful. And a lot of the Mets aren't exactly hitting well as well. So Chili Davis is
no.
Out
listen,
as
I love coach. Chili. When I covered the Angels years ago, Chili saved me from being beat up in the Angels clubhouse by another player on the team. So I am grateful to Chili Davis. And does that mean that Francisco Lindor is the coach killer? Can we call him that? I think we should call him that.
Chili
the coach
Davis
killer.
Can call him that.
Well, Francisco Lindor, who was batting, was it like 170 or something like that? And when he doesn't swing at the first pitch, he's batting 100?
163 to be exact, I guess.
Oh, so after, he was hitting 171 coming into Monday, so I guess he didn't have a hit in the game. But there you go. And they had to sign him. Couldn't just wait to see how he did. Had to sign him to the contract.
That new owner wanted everybody to know, I'll spend money. I'm going to spend money.
Yeah. And if the fun part about that, too, is that Lindor was like the tough guy, right? He was threatening. If I don't have a deal done by opening day, I'm not going to sign. I'm going to become a free agent. Yeah. So he got his deal. He got paid, and the Mets got played. He sucks. He's garbage, Francisco Lindor, right now. And if you look at his batting average the last 3 years, now last year was a short year, only 60 games, but it was lower than the year before. And here, you look at the metrics, the slugging percentage. If you look at the OPS, down, 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 down. And so because Francisco Lindor can no longer catch up to a fastball at this moment, Chili Davis had to lose his job. Makes perfect sense. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show as we press on here, as we continue bloviating the overnight hours away. And I would like to point out that Aaron Rodgers has a very cheesy offer on his hands. I love this. We call it guerrilla marketing, where you see an opportunity and you toss your company name in there. There's a cheese company out of Wisconsin who has said, hey, listen, this dairy company, if Aaron Rodgers can patch things up with the Packers, he's disgruntled right now. He's very unhappy that Jordan Love is around the corner. So a dairy supplier in Wisconsin is trying to be the mediator, in air quotes. They really just want some publicity, but we won't give them any publicity. They have to pay for that. You can contact the sales department here at Fox Sports Radio. But they said, we believe a little cheese can make any situation better. It was a letter the company sent out, and so that's why they made a pledge. They said, as long as Aaron Rodgers remains in Green Bay, the dairy company is offering him free cheese. And if he retires with the Packers, we will make it a lifetime offer. So the rest of Aaron Rodgers' life, he will never have to pay for cheddar, provolone, Swiss, any kind of cheese. Get all the cheeses he could possibly want there. Compliments of this dairy company in Wisconsin. Now, there's one problem with this. Do you want to take a guess what the problem with this is for Aaron Rodgers? You got an idea?
Right. Is he lactose intolerant?
No, but he cut dairy out of his diet like 5 years ago. So he just decided, I think it was 2016. He's gone. He's mostly a vegan, which explains a lot. He's on that vegan diet, which is the devil diet. and he'll occasionally eat some red meat and chicken at times, but it's mostly a vegan diet. So. Now, I'd be willing to stay at Fox Sports Radio for the rest of my career if they offer me free cheese for life. Would you be willing to stay here, Eddie, if they'll have you for free cheese?
I would strongly consider it.
Yeah, you would weigh the possibility. I understand. All right, let's go to the phones, and who do we have? Let's say hello. Do we have Blind Emmett, the Seahawk fan in Olympia, Washington? Hello, Blind Emmett.
What's going on, Big Ben? How are you doing? Oh, wait, I can't ask that. So, you know, about the Mauer, the bopper, Benny the bopper, whatever.
Benny the bopper. Say it properly. Say
hey,
it with the respect that it deserves.
Never heard of him.
Thank you. that's completely auto-tuned, but, you know, enough of that. My thoughts on the Aaron Rodgers thing
are... auto-tuned at all. Listen, just because you're jealous like Eddie, take a number at the deli counter. You're jealous.
Why would I be jealous of Benny the Bopper? I mean, how could a blind guy play baseball in the first place?
Well, you're wrong. Blind Scott years ago, who is the OG of blind callers and likely a role model for you, although many say you've passed Blind Scott by. But Blind Scott, I remember he would play blind baseball on the weekend.
Yeah, that was a beeper ball. Like, I can't go to the MLB and, like, chill at Dodger Stadium and be hitting home runs. Like,
you never know. Listen, the technology improves. And the way the Dodgers have hit up until Sunday, they probably have some guys on the team that are blind. So they've got that going for them.
And then, you know, those grand slams yesterday. But I think Gagon would be a better role model than Blind Scott, saying.
Don't say his name. I didn't want to hear the name. Don't sully the airwaves with that name.
David Gaffigan, as Marcel says.
Yeah, Gaffigan, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers, I just think if I were Aaron Rodgers, you know, you've talked about this, but I would have, like, tried to get this out earlier. But I know why he didn't do it. He didn't want to look like a bad guy, you know, because their image.
Oh, stop. He doesn't care whether he looks like a bad guy or not. What are you talking about there? Stop with that nonsense.
Hey.
He sent it out on the first day of the draft because he knew that would be the most embarrassing day, and he'd pull the pants down on the Packer front office, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, well, the thing is, though, remember, like, 3 months ago when he went on Pat McAfee, and he's like, I'm fine in Green Bay. No way, no how. I am not buying that one.
No, he talks out of both sides of his mouth, Blind Emmett. I'm fine, and then he'll be like, you know, my future's a beautiful mystery.
Yeah, the Michael guy from wherever, New Jersey, New York, New Hampshire.
Yeah, whatever, one of the news.
He had a good point, like, why they act like that when they come out of college, like, millions of dollars.
Well, it's not even that. I mean, you got to go back. Listen, Blind Emmett, you got to go back even further. Now, if you are tagged as a great quarterback, you have your shoulders rubbed. You go to these quarterback camps. I guess not in 2020 because of COVID, but in normal times, you get tagged. You go to, like, the Peyton Manning quarterback camp. There's a couple in Southern California that you go to, and then they just give you a bubble bath. All right, I gotta go, Emmett. Thank you.
All right.
Go to bed. You have school. So the leading nickname to replace Redskins, this is according to a survey done inside the Beltway. Inside the Beltway there, the Redskins play in Landover, Maryland, but they are called the Washington Redskins, honoring Washington, D.C. Did you see the favorite at this point to be the new nickname for the NFL team in D.C., Eddie?
I did not.
Okay. What do you think it is?
Oh, boy. They haven't really tipped their hand in any way on this.
You really had a list of.
Yeah,
you could vote.
But there was nothing on that list that I thought was very interesting.
Yeah. You got nothing?
Something to do with, you know, like the governors or something stupid like that. Something to do with government.
Yeah, you would think. I don't know that it would be stupid. I think that would be appropriate for the city that they're in. But. No, at this moment, according to what we're hearing here, the nickname that's in the lead to replace the old Redskins nickname, the Washington Red Wolves. Yeah.
I have heard that before, but I thought it was so lame that it...
Yeah.
It's lame on
several levels. First of all, it's too close to Timberwolves, which are the... Timberwolves. You get close to that.
Gremlins.
And secondly, it's just dumb, right? Do something original. Do something unique, something special. I know you're so afraid about the Wokerati coming after you and attacking you if you put the wrong nickname out there and all that. And
they want the Blue Wolves.
They want to keep the same. Yeah, exactly. It's a good point, Roberto.
Blue Wolves is much better.
Why single out the Red Wolves? What's up with that? I think that's racist. I think the NFL should be sued.
Racist.
How about that one? Yeah, aren't all wolves the same? What's wrong with you?
They would be following in the footsteps of Arkansas State, who was the Indians and changed their name to the Red Wolves.
Yeah.
Racist.
So we've just laid out the play. You'd be close to the Timberwolves, because, you know, Timber Puffs, Timberwolves, worst team in the history of American sport, North American sport. And as you said, what, Arkansas State, Eddie, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, my. It's embarrassing. Just say no. Do not do it. Do not do it. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. Time now for the Who Am I game. We'll have the MLB Pick'em as well. Here's the Who Am I game. I was the first major leaguer to hit 40 home runs in two consecutive seasons for different teams. It's happened a fair amount since then, but I was the first major leaguer to hit 40-plus home runs in two consecutive seasons for different franchises. Who am I? The answer. Next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Nothing good happens after midnight unless you listen to the Ben Maller Show. Join the fastest growing club on Fox Sports Radio. Follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. On Facebook, go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. And you can add your touch to weekly show bits like Ask Ben and Lame Jokes. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Here is the Who Am I game. I was the first major leaguer to hit 40 home runs in two consecutive seasons, but do it for different teams. Who am I? That is the question. What is the answer? Big Rig Rob says, I am MLB slugger Blind Emmett. Rickster from the bus says Bobcat Goldthwait is the answer. Jay Buhner from the late night drug tester. George Foster tossed out by Paulie D. Justin in Cincinnati is going with the Death Star. David, who knows where all the good restaurants are in Seattle and has fatigue of the Ben Maller Show, says Rocky Calavito is the way to go. Mike from Pittsfield going with Jimmy Fox. Nelson Cruz tossed out by Minnesota man Kevin, that's his answer. Who else do we have? Jose Canseco from Will in Pennsylvania. Page down here. Terry says Benny the Bopper. Good guess by you, Terry, but unfortunately incorrect. Juan Gonzalez, guessed by Adam. Eric Coleman from Ed in Spokane, along with Christina from Spokane. Franklin Stubbs, tossed out by Rich. Barry Bonds from Jason in Denver. Do you have an answer, Eddie?
Sure. Let's go with Dave Kingman.
Kingman's performance. No. Incorrect. It's also not Lee Stevens, guessed by Chris in Des Moines. Ron Save from Lee Stevens. That's a good name, right? Yeah. Ron Save from Robin, Minnesota. Bumpy Johnson from Mr. Luciano. Billy Hamilton from Just Josh. The correct answer, Eddie. One of the great names, and a guy that we used to work with. I think he became famous because of this guy's name. Andres Galarra.
Oh, the big guy.
Yes. Did it with the Rockies in 1997 and the Atlanta Braves in 1998. Andres Galarraga. Time now for the MLB Pick'em. And who is going first? Koopaloop. Chop.
I will go with Jacob DeGrom.
All right, Eddie.
I'm going to take Justin Turner.
Roberto.
Give me Trevor Bauer.
All right, I will take Walker Buehler and Mookie Betts.
Pitching on Wednesday.
Roberto. No, doubleheader today. They got rained out.
Give me Corey Seager.
All right, go ahead, Eddie.
Did you take Buster Posey?
No.
I'll take Buster Posey.
All right.
He's going to break out of his slump, Mookie Betts.
I already picked him, you dummy.
You did? No, you didn't.
Yeah, yes, I did.
Oh, yeah. Crap.
Hurry up!
Right, well then,
hurry
up! I guess J.D. Martinez.
Eddie!
Alex Wood.
No, I have two.
Roberto!
Ryan McMahon.
Jesse Winker of the Reds.
Who?
Winker.
Who?
I don't know. I hitting well, though.